now. Nevin, good morning to you, my friend. I missed you last week. I had to have a cup of tea and a scone in the canteen. But you look, that's the enjoyment of Eurovision that we've had the last week. So anyway, here we are. We're back again.
Well, congratulations to you because you put on a good show, as you always do. You're a true pro.
I had my best frock on. I did the best.
And a bit of crack.
That's all it is. So now, what have you got for me, my friend? What are we doing today?
So I was kind of thinking kind of maybe picnics and something you could think ahead, like if you're going, like, you know, the schools will be wrapping up soon and kids and, you know, we've lovely sausage rolls. Imelda, my wife, makes these beautiful sausage rolls with sesame seeds and then like a smoked mackerel pate. There's kind of no cooking in the smoked mackerel pate. Oh, so we'll start off with the sausage rolls because I'm a big fan of these and I'll tell you why. I make them in batches and I keep them in the freezer. So I always have some in the freezer in a Tupperware container. So say when the twins come back from school, probably maybe quarter to three, whatever it
is. You fling a sausage at them, do you?
I put them into the oven and they have them for their lunch and they love them, so they do.
But you're probably making your own ones.
Oh, God, yeah. Exactly. Oh, these ones. Oh, yeah, Anna, Marty, come on. Yeah. Give me some credit, please.
I didn't
think
you'd be going down to buy a packet of sausages like the rest of us. So tell me what you're doing. Tell me how you're doing
So we'll talk about making the sausage rolls. Mm. So the first thing is we're going to soften one onion diced in a little bit of butter. So this is optional. I don't always put onions in. I'm going to be truthful with you.
Do the children like onions?
Yeah, they love them like this. But, well, because you're going to blend it all up. So you soften your onion. Yes. There's nothing worse than raw onion going in, to be truthful with you. So you soften your onion, let that cool. Then in your food processor, you're going to put in your sausage meat. Good, good, good quality sausage meat. Board be a quality assured. So we're buying and supporting Irish farmers. Really important. So you put your sausage meat into your food processor. You've cooked your onions, softened them, should I say. And so they're all ready. Put them into 3 eggs. And then to give it a little bit of a kick, some sweet chili sauce. Remember, we were talking about the sriracha, the spicy chili sauce from Thai Gold. Well, they do a really nice sweet chili sauce, which is gorgeous.
Okay.
So in the recipe, it says 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh basil chopped. But I have started putting in pesto. So I put in 2 teaspoonfuls of pesto. So just for your listeners, they can just tweak the recipe. It still is basil, but it's a pesto, if you know what I mean.
I do.
And then to enrich it all, a tablespoon of cream. And you blend this all up for about 2 minutes. And then that's your mixture for your sauce. Sausage rolls done.
Lovely.
Now, you get the ready roll puff pastry, which comes in the, you can get in the supermarket, usually in the fridge or the frozen section. You just literally defrost it and unwrap it. And then what you do then is just literally spoon or pipe. I put it into a pipe and bag, the sausage meat mixture. And then you make up your little sausage rolls. So you completely encase that. There's a lovely name actually for sausage rolls. It's piglets and blankets, which I
Piglets and blankets.
Yeah,
I've seen that in a competing supermarket.
Yeah, did you see that?
I won't mention it.
I know you won't.
Thank
you for that. I know that. I trust you. So your puff pastry is wrapped. So you're going to wrap your sausage meat around the puff pastry and then just brush that with a little bit of egg wash. So egg wash for your listeners is just a little bit of beaten egg, a bit of milk. And then you sprinkle it with beautiful sesame seeds for texture. In the recipe, it says dried chili flakes. I honestly don't do that because the twins like a bit of spice, but that would be too hot.
Right,
and the chili flakes are deadly. So that's just totally optional. I think the sesame seeds are absolutely delicious. Preheat your oven to 220, which is quite hot, okay? And then you line a baking sheet with some parchment paper and you literally just bake them off them. They will take probably, Marty, about maybe 15 to 20 minutes from fresh, depending on the size of the sausage rolls, until they're cooked through. So it says 15 minutes, so that could take 20 minutes. Often, if I take them from the freezer, which I've done, they will definitely take 25 to 30 minutes to cook through. Yeah, and that's really
depends. That's all time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would cut them the length. Not the width, the length of your maybe index finger. So that's probably about 3 inches, 4 inches.
Yeah. That sounds gorgeous.
Oh, I love them.
And we just serve them on our own.
Them with a little bit of tomato relish. You can get lovely, Simply Better, do a really nice tomato and chili relish. And that's made from an Irish company called Wexford Preserves, which we love. Or they do a lovely caramelised red onion relish. I love all those. A little bit of salad. And Bob's your uncle. It's gorgeous.
That's gorgeous. I love that. And it's not overly contrary to make the thing either. That's the great thing.
Yeah, and I mean, you're getting flavour in there. So I've done it with sun-dried tomatoes, but I honestly, this is what I do at home. I put in the pesto instead of the fresh basil, because I don't always have fresh basil.
No.
So I always have pesto. So I put that in there and I just blend the whole lot together. I do usually put in the cream, I put in the eggs, and as I say, I don't always put in the cooked onion. So you can mix it up a little bit, but definitely I put the sweet chilli sauce and the pesto in every batch I make. Yeah.
Fair enough.
The twins love them.
Lovely. And basil, pesto, the great Italians, guitar player. So now, what's the other thing? You said you were doing two.
So the other one is a smoked mackerel pate. So this is cold smoked mackerel fillets, which is gorgeous. You can actually do this with tuna, some cooked tuna, actually,
okay.
You know, that's in the jar, which would work really
both
well.
Very good for you.
So yeah, so you just literally remove the skin and kind of flake that and put that into a bowl. Now this is where it gets interesting. We're going to get lots of different flavors here. So some soft cream cheese. So you know you can use mascarpone, you can use some Philadelphia, some nice.
And of course, the cream cheese is non-fattening, isn't it? Completely, that you and I would feel.
We can get a low-fat one if you want to. Life is too short to worry about that. actually, there is a lovely. It's a creamery in Conway in Donegal, and they do a really nice range of soft cream cheeses, creme fraiche, which I'm going to talk about now. Yeah, they're excellent. So they are.
Right.
So your cream cheese goes into the smoked mackerel. Your creme fraiche, so it's a little bit less. So you're using probably about 150 grams of soft cream cheese, 100 grams of the creme fraiche. Now this is where it gets interesting. 1 to 2 tablespoons, probably 1 tablespoon at the start of horseradish sauce, because there's a bit of a kick to this.
Right.
And there's a lovely Irish company called Graham's, and they're based in County Meath, so they are, and they do the most beautiful horseradish sauce. They make it, they grow their own horseradish and they make it now.
That'll give you a great old bite, yeah.
Packs a punch.
Yeah.
The juice of some lemon, and half a lemon, and then a little bit of Tabasco sauce, if you have it, don't worry about that. So some lovely fresh herbs, dill works well with this, a little bit of parsley if you want. You don't have to use dill, or you can use fennel.
Gosh, I've loads of this.
Oh yeah, there's lots of really interesting flavour.
Yeah.
So you mix this all together, and you kind of don't want to break up the mackerel too much. You want to know that you're eating the mackerel. You don't want it mushy. You know, you want it soft and a little bit of texture. And then what you do is put that into a tub or a container, bring that for your picnic, a little bit of grilled sourdough, or maybe a little kind of like a brioche bun, or something like that, and a little bit of salad, and that works really, really, really well.
Now, does it need to be in the fridge overnight or anything, or will it be fine?
Yeah, I mean, do you know what? And if you don't like smoked mackerel pate, you could use hot smoked salmon. There's a really nice, I think I've mentioned her, called Goatsbridge Farm. They're based in Kilkenny, and Mags Kerwin's her name, and she's excellent.
Oh, yeah.
She has really, really good products. So not everyone likes mackerel. It's one of the superfoods. Smoked mackerel is lovely. You can make it overnight, keep it in the fridge, obviously, but have it at room temperature. Never take it from the fridge and eat it straight away. You need it to come to room temperature to enjoy it more.
So yeah, but I just meant if you can make it today for tomorrow, you could do it
of
that
course.
Way.
Absolutely.
But you've got
and
to
by the way,
it
Marty, it'll keep in the fridge for about 3 to 4 days.
3 or 4 days?
Which
that's
is great.
Days.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Isn't that good?
We'll get it to room temperature at the end. That's perfect.
You're on the money.
Smoked mackerel pate and the sausage rolls with sesame seeds. Oh, that's lovely. I like that. That's fantastic. We're heading towards picnic time and sitting out. Sitting out, please God.
Outdoors. You know. Isn't that the theme of the summer? Outdoors.
Not that you'd like it to be, but it is for the moment. But anyway, you'll get there. Listen, you're great. Now, keep the faith and we'll talk again soon,
thank
please
you.
God. And lovely to hear from you. Take care, my friend.
Yourself, Marty. Bye-bye.
Nice to meet
Thank
you again.
You.
God bless.